was Capricorn FM Podcast.
This grade 12 lesson is proudly brought to you by the Department of Education. Working together, we can do more providing quality education.
Good afternoon, class of 2021. It's accounting. I'm Malapo MJ. Today I'm going to take you through the fixed assets and controls. We move straight to activity number one, which is November 2017, question 3. We're going to look into question 3, November 2017. And the information is as follows. The following information relates to Audit Ltd. and the financial year ended on the 28th of February 2017. So we're given information B on the fixed asset note, and if you can check from the question paper November 2017 question 3, you are given information B, which is about the fixed asset note. So there's a table there, the table of five columns. The first column is for the details. The second column is for land and building. The third column, vehicles. The fourth column, equipment. And the last column is the total. So you are given the information wherein you are required to calculate the missing amounts in the fixed asset note. But before we can do the calculations, let me give you all the information based on information B. So we have the cost at the beginning for the land and building is not given, but the vehicles, the cost at the beginning is 350,000, and equipment, the cost at the beginning is 460,000. Moving on to accumulated depreciation. There is no accumulated depreciation on the land and building, but for vehicle, we had accumulated depreciation amounting to 315,000, which is in brackets. Moving on to carrying value, there is a missing amount for the land and building, which is represented by A. That would mean we need to calculate the carrying value for the land and building on the 1st of March 2016. And the vehicle, the carrying value at the beginning, that is on the 1st of March 2016, it's given, which is 35,000. And then we move on to the movements. Under the movements, we had additions. For the land and building, the additions is 325,000. And for the vehicles, the additions is 422,550. And then from there, we move on to disposals. There is no disposal on land and building, and no disposal on vehicle. And we need to calculate the disposal of equipment, which is represented by D. So that is a missing amount. We'll talk about it on a later stage of my presentation. And then we move on to depreciation. There is no depreciation for the land and building. And the depreciation for vehicle is represented by B. That is a missing amount. We need to calculate the depreciation for vehicles. And the depreciation for equipment is given, which is 13,766, which is in brackets. Then we move on to the carrying value at the end, that is on the 28th of February 2017. The land and building is given as 2,550,000. But the carrying value for vehicle is a question mark. It's a missing amount, which is represented by C. We are going to calculate the carrying value for vehicles. And the carrying value for equipment is given, which is 50,994, and the total amount for the carrying value is a question mark, is a missing amount, which is represented by letter E. So moving on to the cost at the end. The cost at the end for the land and building, it's not given. And the cost at the end for vehicle is 772,550. And the cost at the end for the land and building is, for equipment, is 340. So the last one is accumulated depreciation. For land and building is not given. And for vehicle is not given. And as well as equipment, there is no accumulated depreciation at the end. And that is that. That is the information based on the fixed asset note. And then from there, we move on to the calculations. The first question says, calculate the carrying value of the land and building on the 1st of March 2016. Calculate the carrying value of the land and building on the 1st of March 2016. Now, if you can check from the fixed asset note, the carrying value for land and building is represented by A, which is a missing amount. There is no amount for the carrying value at the beginning for the land and building, and as such, we need to calculate the missing amount. And the question is how to calculate the missing amount. Remember, we are given the carrying value for the land and building at the end of the year, which is 2,550,000. The carrying value for land and building at the end is given, which amounts to 2,550,000. So we also had an additions for the land and building, which is 325,000. Now for us to get the carrying value at the beginning, we actually take the carrying value at the end less additions, and it will give you the carrying value at the beginning. Basically, we want to know as to how much was the land and building before the new land and building was purchased. So a land and building amounting to 325,000 was purchased during the year, and the carrying value at the end is 2,550,000. Now for us to get the carrying value at the beginning, we're simply going to take the carrying value at the end, which is 2,550,000, minus the additions, which is 325,000, it will give you 2,225,000. So the carrying value at the end is 2,225,000. Now this one is done. Then we move on to the next one, which says calculate the total depreciation on vehicle on the 28th of February 2017. Calculate the total depreciation on vehicles on the 28th of February 2017. So let's quickly check information B. The information B says depreciation on a vehicle is calculated at 20% per annum on cost. The depreciation on vehicles is calculated at 20% per annum on cost. And the company has two vehicles on the 28th of February 2017. Now, one of these vehicles was purchased on the 1st of September 2016. So, extract from the fixed asset register in respect of the equipment sold, there is a fixed asset register, and it's like we are given the asset that was purchased on the 1st of March 2014. And this particular asset was sold on the 31st of December 2016. And it was sold for 81,250. That is the information from the asset register. And the depreciation rate is 10% per annum on the diminishing balance method. And there's a table there, which is the fixed asset register. We are given the, on the 28th of February 2015, the cost price is 120. And the depreciation is 12,000 and the book value is 108,000. On the 29th of February 2016, there is no cost price. The depreciation is a question mark. The book value is also a question mark. And moving on to the 31st of December 2016, the cost is not there. And then the depreciation is a question mark. And the book value is also a question mark. Now, let's start with the new vehicle. From the asset register, it's like we have purchased the new vehicle. Let's quickly check from the fixed asset note. If you can check from the fixed asset note, it's like there is a new vehicle that was purchased. So the vehicle was purchased on the 1st of September 2016. A vehicle was purchased on the 1st of September 2016. From the fixed asset note, there is additions for vehicle. That would mean a vehicle was purchased and the purchase price is 422,550. And this particular vehicle was purchased on the 1st of September 2016. Now, if you count from the 1st of September 2016 to the 28th of February 2017, it's a period of 6 months. If you count from the 1st of September, it's going to be September, October, November, December. That is the end of 2016. And then from there you count from January 2017 and February 2017. So that would mean this particular vehicle lasted for 6 months. And the rate of depreciation is 20%. And the calculation is as follows. We are going to take the cost price. We multiply by the percentage and multiply by time. So the cost price is 422,550 and the rate of depreciation is 20% and the time period here is 6 over 12. For us to arrive at 6 over 12 is we count from the 1st of September 2016 to the 28th of February 2017, which is a period of 6 months. So the calculation will be 422,550. We multiply it by 20 over 100. We multiply by 6 over 12. Then it will give you 42,255. So the 42,255 is the depreciation for the new vehicle that was purchased on the 1st of September 2016. Now, this is the depreciation for the new vehicle, and as such, we also need to calculate the depreciation for the old vehicle. Now, if you check from the fixed asset note, The cost at the beginning for the vehicle is 350. The cost price of the old vehicle is 350, which is the cost at the beginning from the fixed asset note. And then for us to calculate the depreciation for the old vehicle, obviously we are going to take the cost price multiplied by the rate of depreciation, which happened to be 20%. If you can check information, it says the rate of depreciation is 20% per annum on cost. Now, we're going to take the cost at the beginning, which is 350,000. We multiply it by 20 and divide it by 100, and it will give you 70,000. So this vehicle, if you can check from the fixed asset register, the carrying value at the beginning is 35,000. And when we do our calculation, it's like the depreciation is 70,000, which is more than the carrying value. And that would mean that the asset, this vehicle, is fully depreciated. The carrying value at the beginning is 35,000. And the depreciation as per calculation is 70,000. So in this particular instances, we are going to use the 1 rand method. If the asset is fully depreciated, we are going to apply the 1 rand method. So that would mean we're going to take the carrying value at the end, which is 35,000, and we minus 1 rand, because there is no way out a vehicle can cost or can worth zero. So that is why the 1 rand method comes in. So the value of the vehicle is now 1 rand. That is why we are going to say 35,000, which is the carrying value at the beginning, minus 1 rand, and then it will give you something like 34,999. Therefore, we add the depreciation for the new vehicle and the old vehicle. Remember, the old vehicle, we said depreciation is 42,255. So we add the depreciation from the old vehicle, which is 34,999. So basically, it's going to be 42,255 for the new vehicle. We add the depreciation for the old vehicle, which is fully depreciated, and that is 34,999 after applying the 1 rand method. And then the total depreciation would be 77,254. So that would mean the missing amount for B, that is the depreciation for vehicles, it's going to be 42,255. There you have it. We are done with the calculation for the depreciation. And now we move on to the second question, wherein we need to calculate the carrying value of the vehicles on the 28th of February 2018. That is, we are going to calculate the carrying value at the end, which is on the 28th of February 2018. But before we can do the necessary calculations, before we can calculate the carrying value of the vehicle on the 28th of February, I think we need to take an ad break and we will come back shortly. Note, for now, we're going to calculate the carrying value of the vehicle on the 28th of February 2018. That is the carrying value at the end. Remember, for you to calculate the carrying value at the end, you simply have to take the carrying value at the beginning, you add the additions, and then you subtract the depreciation for the year, and it will give you the carrying value at the end. So as I'm checking here, the carrying value at the beginning is 35,000, and from there we add additions. The additions is 422,550. If you can check from the fixed asset note, we are given the carrying value for vehicles, which is 35,000. And then under the movement, there is an additions for the vehicles, which is 422,550. And then there is a cost, the cost at the end. No, if you can check from the calculation that we have done before, we said the depreciation, the combined depreciation for the old vehicle and the new vehicle is 77,254. So we are going to subtract the depreciation for the year, which is 77,254. And the calculation would be 35,000 plus 422,550 minus 77,254. Then it will give you the carrying value at the end, which is 380,296. So this one is done. The carrying value at the end is 380,296. Now we move on to the next question, which is question D, says calculate the carrying value of equipment sold on the 31st of December 2016. Calculate the carrying value of equipment sold on the 31st of December 2016. We need to move on to information B. Let me just read the information B for you before we can do the necessary calculations. Information B goes like this. Depreciation on vehicles is calculated at 20% per annum on cost. The company has two vehicles on the 28th of February 2017. And one of these vehicles was purchased on the 1st of September 2016. We also given the extract from the fixed asset register in respect of equipment sold. The date purchased is the 1st of March 2014. And the date sold is on the 31st of December 2016. And then the equipment was sold for 81,250. And the rate of depreciation is 10% per annum on the diminishing balance method. And from the asset register, we had the cost price on the 28th of February 2015, which is 120. And the accumulated depreciation is 12,000. And the book value is 108,000. And then on the 29th of February 2016, the cost price is not there. The depreciation is the question mark, and the book value is also a question mark. And moving on to the 31st of December 2016, the cost price is not given, and then depreciation is a question mark, as well as the book value is also a question mark. And for now, we're going to calculate the carrying value of equipment sold. Now, if we want to calculate the carrying value for equipment sold, remember the equipment was sold on the 31st of December 2016. So, the cost price of equipment sold from the asset register, the fixed asset register on the 28th of February 2015, is 120,000. And the rate of depreciation is 10%. If you can say 120,000 multiplied by 10 over 100, it will give you 12,000, which means the depreciation for 2015 is 12,000. And if you can take the cost price, which is 120,000, minus the depreciation, which is 12,000, and it will give you a book value of 108,000. Now, in 2016, since now the book value is 108,000, for 2016, we are going to take the book value, which is 108,000, and then we multiply it by 10%. 108,000 multiplied by 10%, it will give you something like 10,800. So the depreciation is going to be 10,800, and then the book value, and then we are going to say 108,000 minus accumulated depreciation, which is 10,000, then it will give you the book value. And from there, on the 31st of December, this particular asset was sold on the 31st of December. And then, which means for this one, the asset was sold on the 31st of December, and then if you count from the beginning of our accounting period, which is March, remember the financial year ends on the 28th of February. Now, this last vehicle, if you count from the 1st of March up to December, I think it's a period of 9 months. It's going to be March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, and December. So what we are going to do here, it's like we're going to take the book value for 2016, which is 108,000. We multiply it by 10%, and then we multiply it by 9 over 12. Because as I'm checking here, let me quickly check when is the end of the financial year. Let's quickly check from the information as to when is the end of the financial year. Yeah, the financial year ends on the 28th of February 2017. So the calculation is going to be 108,000 multiplied by 10 over 100 multiplied by 9 over 12. Then it will give you something like 8,100. So the depreciation for this one is going to be 8,000, 100. So it, the answer is going to be 8,100. Now, here, then we are going to calculate it as follows. We're going to take the cost price, which is 120,000 minus, in brackets, the first depreciation is 12,000. That is on the 28th of February 2015. And then the second depreciation, that is on the 28th of February 2016, as per our calculation, it was 10,800. And the last one is on the 31st of December 2016, that was 8,100. We add all this depreciation. And then if we add all this depreciation, then we are going to take the cost price, which is 120,000 minus all this depreciation, minus 12,000, minus 10,800, minus 8,100. Then it will give you something like 89,100. So the answer to question D, which is the carrying value of equipment sold on the 31st of December 2016, is 89,100. So, or alternatively, since there are many ways to go to town, we can use an alternative route. You can say 120,000, which is the cost price, minus 12,000, minus 10,800, minus 8,100. It will still give you the same answer, which is 89,100. So, therefore, the carrying value of equipment sold on the 31st of December 2016, the answer is 89,100. There you have it. This one is done. Then we move on to the next question, which is question E. Question E says, calculate the total carrying value of the fixed asset on the 28th of February 2017. Calculate the total carrying value of the fixed asset on the 28th of February 2017. Now, to calculate the total carrying value at the end, we simply add the carrying value of all the assets, and it will give you the total carrying value of all the fixed assets. Now, let's check. Let's go back to the fixed asset note. Let's go back to the fixed asset note. It's like we had the carrying value for the land and building, which is 2,550,000, and the carrying value for vehicle, as per our calculation, is 380,296. The carrying value for the vehicles, as per the calculation, we have done this on question C, and then the carrying value is 380,296. And then for the equipment, it's given. The carrying value is 50,994. Now, for us to arrive at the total carrying value, we simply add all the carrying value for all the assets, which is 2,550,000 for the land and building, 380,296, that is for vehicles, and we also add the carrying value for equipment, which is 50,994, and it will give you the total carrying value, which is 2,981,290. So the first activity is done. We are done with the first question. Then for now, I think we need to move on to activity number two. And this one, we move on to November 2014, question 4.1. Question 4.1. Activity two, it's from November 2014 question paper. Question 4.1. Now, like any other question, we are given the fixed asset note wherein there are certain amounts that are missing, and therefore we need to calculate the missing amounts or the missing figures. Now, without any further delay, let me quickly go through information E, which is about the fixed asset or the tangible asset. We had a table of three columns, which is for the details, the land and building, and the vehicles. Now, the carrying value at the beginning for the financial year, and the carrying value at the beginning of the financial year for the land and building is given, which is 2,689,000. And the carrying value for the vehicles at the beginning is 1,880,000. And moving on to the cost at the beginning, the cost at the beginning for the land and building is 2,689,000. And the cost at the beginning for the vehicles is 3,250,000. And moving on to accumulated depreciation, there is no accumulated depreciation for the land and building. And the accumulated depreciation for the vehicles is given, which is in brackets, 1,370,000. And from there, we have the movements. Under the movements, there is additions for the land and building, which is a missing amount, which is represented by a letter A. Therefore, we actually need to calculate the additions from land and building. And we'll come back to that on the later stage of my presentation. And moving on to vehicles, the additions for the vehicles is given, which is 330,000. And then moving on to disposal at the carrying value. The disposal at the carrying value for the vehicles is a missing figure, which is represented by a letter B. Therefore, we need to calculate the disposal at the carrying value for the vehicles. And then moving on to depreciation. The depreciation for the vehicle is also a missing figure, which is represented by C. And then from there, we are given the carrying value at the end for the land and building. The carrying value is 6,740,000, and the carrying value for the vehicles is not given. And the costs at the end for the land and building is given, which is 6,740,000. And then for the vehicle is also given, which is 3,440,000. And then the accumulated depreciation at the end for the land and building is not there. And even the accumulated depreciation on the vehicle is not given. Now, we now going to calculate, but before we can do the necessary calculations, there is additional information in respect of the fixed assets. Information A, Roman figure number 1 says a vehicle was sold for cash at the carrying value on the 31st of May 2013, and the following extract of the vehicle sold was taken from the fixed asset register. And from the fixed asset register, the cost price is 140,000, and the date purchased is on the 1st of March 2012, and the rate of depreciation is 20% per annum on the diminishing balancing method. Now, before we can proceed with the necessary calculations, we need to take the ad break and we'll come back shortly. Welcome back. Before the ad break, we were trying to disclose the information, additional information in respect of the fixed asset, where I've just said a vehicle was sold for cash at the carrying value on the 31st of May 2013, and the following extract of the vehicle sold was taken from the fixed asset register. And the cost price of the fixed the asset sold is 140,000, and the date purchased is on the 1st of March 2012, and the rate of depreciation is 20% per annum on the diminishing balance method. So we given on the 28th of February 2018, the depreciation is 28,000. This is information is from the asset register, and accumulated depreciation is 28,000. On the 31st of March is 5,600, and the depreciation is 5,600, and then the accumulated depreciation is 33,600. And Roman figure number 2 says the new vehicle costing 330,000 was purchased and paid for by the check on the 1st of January 2014. And Roman figure number 3 says the vehicle are depreciated at 20% per annum on a diminishing balance method. And Roman figure number 4 says new premise, that is the land and building, were acquired during the financial year. Now, let's start with the first missing amount, which is calculate. The question says, calculate the missing amounts indicated by A, B, and C in the fixed or the tangible asset note for the year ended on the 28th of February 2014. So, the first question, we need the first missing amount is for additions to the land and building. We need to calculate the additions to the land and building. But this one goes with additional information number, Roman figure number 4, which says a new premises, that is a land and building, were acquired during the financial year. And that would mean that we have purchased the land and building, but the purchase price is not given. But the carrying value for the land and building at the end of the financial year is given, which is 6,740,000. We are not given the purchase price, but we are given the carrying value at the end, which is 6,740,000, and the carrying value at the beginning is also given, which is 2,689,000. What is missing is the additions, which is represented by a missing amount A. So for us to get the addition at cost, we simply had to take the carrying value at the end less the carrying value at the beginning, and it will definitely give you the additions. So the carrying value at the end is 6,740,000, and then we subtract the carrying value at the beginning, which is 2,689,000. and it will give you an addition of 4,051,000. So the addition of land and building is 4,051,000. So this one is done. Therefore, we move on to the second calculation. The second calculation, we need to calculate the disposal at a carrying value for vehicles. The disposal at the carrying value for vehicles. We need to check information Roman figure 2, which says a vehicle was sold for cash at its carrying value on the 31st of May 2013. And the following extract of the vehicle sold was taken from the fixed asset register. So from the fixed asset register, there's a cost price of vehicle sold, which is 140,000. And this particular asset was purchased on the 1st of March 2012. And the rate of depreciation is 20% per annum on the diminishing balance method. So the financial year we have on the 28th of February 2013, the depreciation was 28,000. And accumulated depreciation is the same, 28,000. And then from there, on the 31st of March, the depreciation is 5,600. And then the accumulated depreciation is 33,600. So the cost price of vehicles sold from the asset register is 140,000. The cost price of the vehicle sold is 140,000, and the accumulated depreciation of the vehicle sold from the asset register is 33,600. So the disposal at the carrying value will be calculated as follows. We are going to take the cost price minus accumulated depreciation. So the cost price is 140,000. And accumulated depreciation is 33,600. And therefore, the carrying value on the 31st of March 2013 is going to be 106,400. That is answer to number B. Now, moving on to the depreciation on a vehicle, which is number C. We are going to take the depreciation for the asset sold, which is 5,600. It's given from the fixed asset register. The depreciation for the asset sold is 5,600, which is given from the fixed asset register. And then for the new vehicle, information Roman figure 2 says a new vehicle costing 330 was purchased and paid for by a check on the 1st of January 2014. And the vehicles are depreciated at 20% per annum on the diminishing balance method. Now for this new vehicle, we are going to say the cost price of the new vehicle purchase is 330,000. So this vehicle was purchased on the 1st of March 2012. And then, so we are going to take the cost price of a new vehicle, which is 330,000. We multiply it by 20 over 100. And then from there, we multiply it by 2 over 12. Because if you can check from the information, it says a new vehicle costing 330 was purchased and paid for by a check on the 1st of January. Remember, the financial year ends on the 28th of February. So which means this asset lasted for only 2 months, January and February. That is why we are going to see the cost price of the asset purchased, which is 330,000, multiplied by 20 over 100, multiplied by 2 over 12, and then it will give you 11,000. So that would mean we're now going to take that depreciation for the old one, which is 5,600. We added 11,000. We multiply by 20%. And then in brackets, that is 3,110,000 minus 1,342,000. It will give you 370,200. So the answer, the total depreciation is 370,200. We're coming to the end of the presentation. Thank you very much for listening and enjoy the rest of the programs. And I'm out. Thank you.
This is Capricorn FM Podcast.